Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The hunt for an escaped inmate in Arkansas goes on. Grant Hardin is a former police chief, but he's also a convicted killer and rapist. And police say he broke out of prison last week by donning a fake law enforcement uniform. Eight down, two to go. The remaining fugitives who escaped from a New Orleans jail are still eluding police. ABC's Jim Ryan with more on who they are.
Derrick Rose was being held at the Orleans Parish Prison after he was convicted late last year in a double homicide on Mardi Gras 2018. Fellow escapee Antoine Massey is no stranger to jailbreaks, having fled custody several times since 2007. Police on Tuesday were following up on an unconfirmed sighting of Massey in Natchez, Mississippi.
Also out of jail, possibly as soon as today, Todd and Julie Chrisley, the reality TV stars who defrauded banks out of more than $30 million. President Trump saying he will pardon them. Trump administration moving to cut off all remaining federal funding to Harvard. This is ABC News. What kind of person would violently break into the home of the man who invented Beanie Babies? A man who is now in custody, California police say. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
In the celebrity enclave of Montecito, prosecutors in Santa Barbara County say a stranger broke into the home of Beanie Babies creator Ty Warner and inside that home beat a woman so badly she was, quote, comatose due to brain injury, according to court documents. That stranger who broke in, sheriff's deputies say, was 43-year-old Russell Fay of Nevada, who is charged with a long list of counts, including attempted murder. He's pleaded not guilty. He allegedly claimed he lived at the house and refused to come out until a SWAT team went in and he jumped out of a window. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In New York City, a second person has now turned himself in, accused of helping a crypto entrepreneur named John Waltz detain and torture an Italian businessman in an attempt to get his Bitcoin password. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP-VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value. 5 minutes after 7 o'clock here at WRCO on a rainy Wednesday. Joanne just wandered in. She got her feathers wet a little bit, but 4/100th of an inch of rain, not much, but a nice steady rain, so I don't have to take my water can out for my little flowers later today. We'll check that forecast in just a moment.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Today's the day. Richland Area Farmers Market is open this afternoon from 1:30 until around 5:30 or 6, depending on vendor availability. It's all happening on the grassy corner of Orange and Court Streets, right across from Center Pharmacy and Quick Trip. Stop by today for fresh picked produce, baked goods, jams and jellies, eggs, meats, maple syrup, flowers, and much more. Whether you're after crisp salad greens or just a sweet treat to take home, the market has something for everyone. Food Share, EBT, and SNAP Quest cards are also welcome, and thanks to the Rotary Club of Richland County, kids ages 4 to 17 can be a part of the Youth Food Token Program. Shoppers are also encouraged to bring reusable bags and take part in the Boomerang Bag Program, sponsored by Compere Financial. With convenient parking off Jefferson Street and vendors set up along the Court Street sidewalk, it's easy to swing by, stroll through, and support local growers and makers. Again, the Richland Area Farmers Market is open today from 1:30 until 5:30 or 6 p.m. Don't miss it. See you at the market today.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Today, a high of 64 with periods of rain, northeast to north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, showers diminishing, staying mostly cloudy with patchy fog, a low of 50. Thursday, partly sunny and warmer, a stray afternoon shower or thunderstorm is possible, and a high of 73. Friday, partly cloudy and warmer, isolated afternoon showers or thunderstorms, and a high of 80. Right now, 54 was the midnight reading. We're down from that, and we have picked up 4/100ths of an inch of rain in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. And the actual mark right now, we're at 49 degrees. Life's about to get good on a Wednesday. This is Shania Twain.
I wasn't just broken, I was shattered. I trusted you so much, you're all that matters. You know I all the love me, and I sang like a sad bird. I couldn't move on, and I think you were flattered. Oh, life's about joy, life's about pain.
is all about forgiving and the will to walk away. I'm ready to be loved and loved the way I should. Life's about to get good. Fell the wider the river. It killed me that you'd give your life to be with her. I had to believe that things would get better. It was time to forget you forever. Oh, life's about joy. About pain, it's all about forgiving and the will to walk away. I'm ready to be loved and loved the way I should. Life's about to get good. Life's about joy, life's about pain, it's all about forgiving and the will to walk away. I'm ready to be loved and loved the way I should. Life's about, life's about to get good. About pain, life's about to get good.
Shania Twain and WRCO. Today is National Senior Health and Fitness Day. It's also, I never heard of this one, the Slugs Return from Capistrano Day. Oh yeah, National Brisket Day. Maybe Henry Bray can whip one up here later today. And it is International and National Beef Burger Day or Hamburger Day today. So a good day to celebrate, right? Yeah. Throw a little beef on the grill later today there, maybe, or stop by your favorite establishment. Nothing like throwing a little burger on the grill and maybe throw some onions on there, and then the people come running, right? Oh, yeah, and throw a little Wisconsin cheese on there, too.
Tried to amend my carnivorous habits. Made it nearly 7 or 8. Losing weight without speed, eating sunflower seeds. Drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up rays. But at night I'd have these wonderful dreams. Some kind of sensuous treat. Not zucchini, fettuccine, bulgur wheat. But a big warm bun and a huge hunk of meat. Cheeseburger in paradise. The menu at a Holiday Inn. Times have changed for sailors these days. When I'm in port, I get what I need. Not just Havanas or bananas or daiquiris, but that America creation on which I feed. Cheeseburger in paradise. Medium rare with mustard be nice. Heaven on earth with an onion.
Work, sleepless nights, and perseverance led to this moment. Graduation is earned. Congratulations to Dodgeville and Highland graduates with pride from Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Jones Chevrolet, Osborne Stump Removal, and by Dairyland Transportation.
Big truck, gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. About a sweet little farmer's child. They got a in her blood to get a little wild. Ponytail and a pretty smile. Rope me in for my country mile. So come on over here and get in my arms. Spin me around this big old barn. Tangle me up like grandma's yarn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky-tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Dandelion in the wind on the hill underneath the pines. Yeah, move like the river flows. Feel the kick drum down deep in your toes. All I wanna do is get to holding you and get to knowing you and get to showing you and get to loving you. Before the night is through, baby, you know what to do. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for the girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Hot country girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Shake it for me. Country girl.
Duran on WRCO Radio and Country Girl, Shake It For Me. 49 degrees, 6/100ths of an inch of rain thus far in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. And it's a nice, gentle rain that's just kind of working its way in today. We'll check out birthdays and anniversaries for the 28th of May in a few minutes. And next, we'll play Fact or Henko.
Quartz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
¿Está luchando con deudas o crédito? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin ofrece educación financiera y asesoramiento para ayudarle a mejorar su crédito, manejar deudas y planificar un presupuesto para comprar una casa. ¿Struggling with debt or credit? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin offers financial education and counseling to help you improve your credit, manage debt, and budget for homeownership. Take control of your finances and plan for the future with our expert guidance. Call 608-647-4949 today to get started.
Get ready for Sunshine Golf and Giving Back. It's the 9th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing hosted by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Join the fun Thursday, July 17th at Viroqua Hills Golf Course as part of their 60th anniversary celebration of Christian care, compassion, and community. Whether swinging for birdies or just enjoying the day, this outing supports local seniors with every stroke. Prizes, refreshments, and good company await. Register now at development@schmidtwoodlandhills.com or call 608-647-8931. Let's swing into summer for a great cause with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
This Memorial Day, we pause to honor the brave men and women who gave their lives in service to our country. Their sacrifice will never be forgotten. This message is brought to you by Walsh's Ace, proud to remember our nation's heroes.
Finding the right loan is just as important as finding the right vehicle. At WCCU Credit Union, we help you look beyond the monthly payment to help you understand the entire cost, including insurance, interest, and warranties. Whether you're purchasing from a dealer or a private party, WCCU offers you better solutions with affordable loans from local people you know and trust. And with our AutoSmart program, we can give you access to dealer inventories and even pre-approve your loan. For more details, contact any of our offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer personalized support for people with diabetes. Our team can help you set and track your health goals, practice fitting diabetes care into all parts of your life, and learn the knowledge, skills, and tools that will allow you to manage your care. Whether you are newly diagnosed or have been living with diabetes for years, we can help. Our services are covered by most insurance companies. Just ask to meet with a member of our Diabetes Education and Care Team.
Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Henko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Henko? Let's find out now.
It's time for The Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Oh, sorry. I cut you off.
Oh, you did.
You're starting to sing, so I hit the mute button.
No, I was just yawning.
Oh, yeah. Well, hard to tell the difference, really.
Hey, you had a great ball game last night.
Yes, I did. Yes.
Congratulations to RC.
You bet. Richland Center winning in 9 innings, 2-1. Just a really good ball game.
Good.
And, boy, I've been fortunate. The last two broadcasts I've had were walk-off
wins. Richland Center baseball and softball last night. And you get those 5-seed and 4-seed matchups, and they are some.
You never know what you get.
Yep. But hats off to the pitchers last night. Kyrie Fisher of Richland Center had 19 strikeouts, and the young Hill girl from Lancaster had, what did she have?
10, wasn't it?
10, so yeah, between 29, and then the relief pitcher for Lancaster, I think she had 2 strikeouts, so 31 total in the ballgame.
That's impressive.
Yes, it is.
So, very good pitching.
Very good pitching.
But anyway, what else are you up to today?
Let me see. What are we doing today? Usually Wednesday, when I don't have a game, I'm getting caught up on other things.
Well, since it's raining, that's not going
to
happen.
I'll have to put up a memo about some of the things that you're doing and have done or not done or will do.
Well, so have not done will be a long list.
Right.
Done is going to be a short list.
Right. But anyway, but good luck to the Tracksters. They're top four move on to the sectionals, and I believe most of those are on Friday. And again, baseball and softball play in the same day on Thursday.
I can't stand that. No.
I don't understand that. I was talking to a fellow broadcaster over the weekend, and they said Minnesota makes sure that baseball and softball and track are all separated. I'm not sure.
And they should be.
And I'm not sure how come Wisconsin has never done that, but it is, because baseball and softball will be the same day Thursday and then the same day next Tuesday, and
that just
shouldn't be.
No, it shouldn't be, especially if you have two really good teams.
Right.
I mean, You want as many people there cheering for your kids as possible.
Right. And I know two or three different sets of parents that have a son on the baseball team and daughter on the softball team.
And someone on the track team.
Someone on the track team. It happens. Yep.
The WRCO mud puddle is back alive.
Well, not yet. It's getting there,
though. I'm getting ready to go out there.
The vibe's getting a wash today.
You want me to go out there and scrub it down?
Maybe. Or? That'd be a good idea.
That would the list to do.
Mm-hmm. Put it on the list.
Yep.
Anyway, fact or Hanko today.
Yeah, we've got some.
Fact or Hanko. Hank knows the guy who's on the lam in Arkansas running from the cops.
Did you? All right. This is a story about this. His name is Grant Hardin. All right. He murdered and raped several people in Arkansas in 2017. Before that, though, there were some. Seriously, and this is all true. I graduated with this guy was older than me in Pea Ridge High School.
So he graduated from Pea Ridge?
Yes. Oh, yeah. So did you get the link that I sent you on that?
No.
Okay. But anyway, his name is Grant Hardin. All right. And he, at one time, and I'm not lying, he threw a rock at me one time. And I saved that rock, I don't know, for almost a year. And I finally got him back. Threw it back at him. So then,
now he's breaking out of Arkansas prison and he's coming to get you.
Not yet. Oh. But he took that rock, okay, and found me in the lunchroom a couple months later, okay, and made me eat the rock with pineapple cake.
No way.
I promise you. He was a very strong, strong individual.
Wow.
So anyway, there's like 3 or 4 murders, unsolved murders on the ridge. And the ridge is where I'm from, Gann Ridge Road. And he only lived about 3 miles from my house.
Wow. And he's still on the loose. That was on the national news this morning. Yeah. And, well, they said he was a former sheriff, too. Is that right?
No, former cops or police department. He was a chief police in Gateway, Arkansas. And yeah, he should have never been a cop. His temper is horrible.
Wow.
I mean, horrible.
You could see his future back in high school, it sounds like.
Yeah, he was just a...
Some anger issues.
Yeah, especially you carry a rock around for a year like I did.
Well, you had some issues too, but you know, whatever. You wound up in radio and he went the other way.
Or wound up in something. Yeah, he's very, very dangerous.
He hasn't called you yet, has he?
No, I don't think he knows my number.
Okay.
So, anyway, my number is...
I'd hate to see him eat another rock.
That's a true story, and that's just he was just a mean guy. So
yeah,
so very.
There was something in the past there that
he was very didn't have a lot of friends.
Yeah,
so yep.
Too
except
bad
for his rock.
So
I had to eat.
He's hiding in the forest somewhere in Arkansas right now.
Yeah. So he's probably on the way back, and this is a crazy story, but it even gets better. The guy he murdered on the ridge. My cousin John was witness to that. And my cousin is basically the one that witnessed to put him in prison.
Wow.
So,
Someday they might be interviewing you for a true crime special. And your cousin.
And that, my friend,
that's,
is fact.
That's fact.
That's fact.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a fact.
What else is going on?
So I'm glad that Peeridge can be recognized for a murder.
For something, yeah.
Besides Hank. Phil, Hank, truth or Hanko, okay? You swallow 8 spiders a year in your sleep.
I don't think that's true.
It's false. Totally false. Spiders want nothing to do with your snoring face.
What if you accidentally suck one in, though, and you're like, you know?
Could you? It's just like a vol, like a.
Yep.
Whoo.
Yeah, exactly. <It's like> a, oh, boy.
You can legally duel someone in Texas as long as both people. You can still legally duel someone in Texas as long as both people agree.
I think that's probably true.
It's Hanko.
No?
Oh, no.
Man.
But I just thought, you know what? I had a Texas question yesterday. I'm just going to ask another one. The average person walks... Boy, this is weird. The average person walks past 36 murderers in a lifetime.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you've obviously walked by one.
Probably 36 times.
Yeah, you probably did. Passing him in the hall. I'll say that's true.
It's Hanko.
What?
It's a wild internet myth. No proof. Just sleep tight. Don't worry about it, buddy.
Okay.
There's a museum dedicated for you and I.
Really?
Or to failed products.
Failed? That's got to be true.
It is true.
Right.
The Museum of Failure exists in Sweden and other locations. That would be really neat to see.
We could be the statues out front. You know?
Well, we're pretty much statues here.
Right.
So, in France, you can legally marry a dead person.
Wow. Man, that's out of sight. I'm going to say that's true.
It is true. With a presidential approval. It's rare. Get it? It's rare.
Yes.
Bad pun.
Weird.
In Alaska, it's illegal to wake a bear for a photo.
Well, I don't know if it's illegal, but it'd be stupid, wouldn't it? The old adage, let a sleeping bear lie.
Don't poke the bear.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's false.
No, it's true. You can't wake a bear to make a photo. And also, it's a really bad idea.
It wouldn't be smart. No. It's just... Get that.
Dear Grant.
Selfie with the,
In Vermont, women must have their husband's permission to wear false teeth.
In Vermont?
In Vermont.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to say that's true.
It is true. An old law technically still on the books. In Germany, sneezing loudly in public is considered a misdemeanor.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's a bunch of Hanko. There's no such law unless you're on the Autobahn.
Right.
Boom.
Yeah, you're flying. I've been on there once. Gesundheit. That's a German word, isn't it?
I have no idea.
I think it is. Sounds like it is.
I couldn't even spell it.
No, I know I couldn't.
In Somalia, it's a crime to forget your wife's birthday.
A crime. To forget your wife's birthday. I think that's probably true.
Yeah, they probably got it from you. Yeah. But yeah, it is a fact.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's considered a punishable offense.
Wow. I've never forgotten June's birthday.
Never.
No. April 24th. Right there.
Just April 24th? Did you get anything this past year?
I don't want to say the year.
1980.
Yeah, right.
In the UK, it's illegal to handle a salmon in suspicious circumstances.
Handle a what?
A salmon? Fish.
A fish. A salmon. I'm going to say that's true.
It's hard to say salmon. It's a salmon. Salamander.
A salamander.
It is fact.
Fact.
Under the Solomon Act of 1986, it's a weirdly real.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fact in Hanko today.
A lot of stuff we didn't need.
Right. Exactly. You know? Why would today be any different? Right.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
That's hurtful.
Yeah. Well, go lock your door, and we'll.
You took the lock off.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I'm lucky to have a door.
It's out in the dumpster, I think.
Buddy, have a great day. Everybody out there, be kind.
Yep, sounds good. That's Hank Bray.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
If you run a small business these days, you know just how challenging things can get. But you're a natural-born problem solver, so it's all good. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure with a small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
This day in history, in 1892, the Sierra Club was founded by naturalist John Muir. In 1972, burglars broke into the Watergate Hotel in Washington, D.C., installing surveillance devices on telephones and taking photos of Democratic headquarters documents. 2013, calling it perhaps the biggest money laundering scheme in U.S. history, federal prosecutors charged seven people with running what amounted to an online underworld bank. Some notes from this day in history and some notorious acts as well on the 28th of May. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy 14th birthday to Maeve from Mom, Dad, Harley, Orson, and Ledger. To Elena Ewing from St. Mary's School. Jed Durst from Lori and the Guys. Also to Mackenzie Benson. Happy birthday, Mackenzie, from Yahoo, Pepper, Maybe, and Spirit. To Piglet from Grandpa and Arnold. And also to Mackenzie Benson and Jet Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. To Mackenzie from Mom, Dad, and Mason as well. The fan clubs have checked in. Happy birthday wishes going out today to Kay Hansen from Five Points Lutheran Church. Barb McCormick from Brandon, Blake, Emily, Graham, Cora, and Blair. Happy birthday, Scott Smith from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. To Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club celebrants, Julie Putz. Also to Josie Scott. And happy anniversary, Greg and Sue Bailey. The Bloom City Town Crier saluting the birthday of Scott Smith. And happy anniversary to Avery and Celeste Manning. From the Richland Center Lions, happy birthday to April Shilgen, Jasper Kronk, Gumby Smith, Rachel Schultz, also Bob Shelby, and wishes anniversary-wise to Valerie and Ryan Keegan, who celebrate a special day today. Happy anniversary to the Keegans. To Ryan and Val from Five Points Lutheran Church. Happy anniversary to Tony Andrada from your wife, Peggy. Also, happy anniversary to Peggy from husband, Tony. Happy anniversary to Avery and Celeste Manning from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. To Jerry and Vicki Campbell from Nick and Leah and the grandchildren, happy anniversary to you both. And happy anniversary to Jeremy and Emily Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret.
Diamonds, gold, silver, custom jewelry, and don't forget, diamonds. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we are overloaded with diamonds for sale. With the recent rise in popularity of lab-grown diamonds, all diamonds have come down in price nationwide. So we are dropping our prices of diamonds and ready to send one home with you. We are liquidating our collection of awesome diamonds. Would your wife like an updated diamond? Does your girlfriend want to get engaged? Has she always wanted a set of killer diamond stud earrings? Maybe someone in your life would like a diamond solitaire necklace. Lower prices, local service, financing options, and the best smiles. J.J. Wells Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture Decor and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby. The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture Decor and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby.
These are all the things you would hear upon getting into and starting your car. Going wherever the road takes you. It's just, there was one sound noticeably missing.
Oh, man.
Remember, click it or ticket. You don't want to fine, and it just might save your life. So don't risk it. Click it or ticket. This message is brought to you by NHTSA.
7/100ths of an inch of rain so far. A rainy morning, a nice gentle rain. We're at 49 degrees in Richland Center. Today, remembering Vilas Craig. We lost Vilas a couple of years back today, May 28th. And a little tune from his repertoire of hits with the Viscounts.
Walking down the avenue, lost my love, and now I'm blue. Told me once that she loved me. Now she's gone, she set me free. And I'm walking,
walking,
talking,
walking,
walking down the avenue with you. I used to walk and hold her hand. Now she's gone, got another man. I've got you. And you've got me. You are my destiny. And I'm walking,
walking,
talking,
walking,
walking down the avenue with you. Here I am, walking along, walking and singing a song. You love me and I love you. What can I do? Walk along, sing a song. Nah, I can't go wrong. I'll be yours my whole life through. No matter what I do. Cause I'm walking,
walking,
talking,
walking,
walking down the avenue with you. Walking down the avenue. Lost my love, and now I'm blue. She told me once that she loved me. Now
she's gone, set me free. And I'm walking,
walking,
talking, walking down the avenue with you.
WRCO remembering Vilas Craig today. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin. Joanne has a news update coming up next.
You may have noticed that Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court and Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It is a cloudy 49 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Cloudy with periods of rain today, a high of 64. Tonight, showers diminish, staying mostly cloudy with patchy fog, a low of 50. In Richland Center, we're at our morning low of 49 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Memorial Day weekend fatality count on Wisconsin roads stands at 9. In Lincoln County, a 22-year-old woman is charged with homicide by intoxicated use of a motor vehicle for a single vehicle crash early Sunday morning, which killed a 26-year-old woman passenger. Other deaths included a crash in Marinette County Friday night, in which three people were killed when a driver ran a stop sign, and a wrong-way crash on I-43 in Ozaukee County Monday morning, which killed two and critically injured a third person. Two others died in crashes on Sunday in Racine County and Jefferson County. The body of a missing boater recovered from a Madison lake is identified. The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office confirms the body of 25-year-old Colin Y. Smith of Madison was recovered from Lake Monona last Friday. His preliminary cause of death is listed as drowning. Smith was one of four people on board a sailboat which overturned on the lake a week and a half earlier. One person made it to shore and the others were rescued after clinging to a kayak. A statement from the Smith family thanks the community for its prayers and support and the voluntary Bruce's Legacy Search and Recovery Team and others for their loved ones' recovery. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and a bipartisan group of lawmakers have introduced new legislation aimed at providing tax relief to victims of crimes and disasters. The bill, dubbed the Tax Relief for Victims of Crimes, Scams, and Disasters Act, would reinstate a tax deduction for residents with stolen or destroyed assets. The bill would apply to personal casualty losses from things like storms and fires, as well as theft losses from things like scams or robberies. The legislation will now be introduced by a bipartisan group in the House of Representatives. The Richland School Board gained a new member and lost a member at last night's special board meeting. Board Clerk Sheila Troxell gave the oath of office to new member Jill Sharp, who filled the board vacancy following the resignation of Robin Dickman. The board also accepted the verbal resignation of board member Lee Van Landite. On Wednesday, May 14th, Van Landite verbally resigned from the Richland School Board of Education. This verbal statement was made twice in the presence of Steve Board, District Administrator, and fellow board members Aaron Unbehan and Scott Bailing. However, state statute provides that a school board vacancy is effective when given by a school officer to the district board. As such, the resignation is effective when presented to the board. The board also approved a change order for work at the primary school for an amount not to exceed $29,695 and the hiring of Shay Klicko as a social studies teacher for the 2025-26 school year. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has suspended a Dane County judge who left court to try to arrest a hospitalized defendant and got into an argument with another defendant. The court on Tuesday suspended Ellen Burrs for a week beginning June 26th. A state judicial commission complaint filed last year says Burrs left court in December 2021 to arrest a defendant who didn't show up for trial that day because he was in the hospital. The complaint also accuses Burrs of warning a defendant in a child sexual assault case in 2019 that she would remember his attempts to delay his trial if he was found guilty. One of Burrs' two attorneys declined to comment. The other didn't immediately respond to an email. A person was injured in a single-vehicle crash in Iowa County. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of the crash on State Highway 80 in the township of Eden. Cobb Fire, Cobb First Responders, Highland Fire, Highland EMS, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. One occupant of the vehicle was transported to a local hospital for treatment of injuries sustained in the accident. A summer resource fair will be held today. It will be a way for you to find out what is available to you and your family in the area throughout the summer. Marty Richards is the Greater Richland Area Tourism Director.
I've heard it before, and there's a couple of things. One is, there's nothing to do here. As a tourism guy, it drives me crazy. If you go out and look at our calendar, the calendar of events, there's always something unique to do. And in June especially, you know, I think the reason we're so event heavy in June is it kind of harkens back to June dairy days. And that's kind of how things evolved, that June's a busy month. You know, July is pretty busy. August, again, it's a little less hectic, but it's still busy. And so there's things to do. The other thing that I hear every now and then are, you know, folks saying, boy, if I would have known about that, I would have gone and done that. You know, or I didn't know about that. And so, you know, we kind of came up with this concept of, you know what, how about if we have an event that just simply helps people come together, understand the different resources that are available to them throughout the summer of unique events, different experiences, and then even beyond that, being able to register for activities, and then also, you know, just getting involved in the community, because there are events that we're going to talk about and things that they'll be able to see when they get there that they can volunteer for too and get involved in the community, and that makes us a stronger community the more people who are involved.
The Resource Fair will run from 3 to 6 at the Richland Center Community Center. Scott Gald is the Richland Utilities Manager.
You know, living here for my whole life, there's a lot of events that I really don't know, you know, because maybe it's just things that aren't my interest. But I guess where me and Jim and our customer appreciation days have worked good for the utility in October, of an idea of, you know, cooking out, you know, just from the utility side, just supplying, you know, a sandwich, a drink, and getting these organizations in one spot just to showcase them and just educate the public. We hear about, you know, new people coming to the community and they maybe don't live here because of housing, but really, again, back to the utility, how do we grow this area? And it's an idea, I guess, that I come up with, that we just need to educate and get folks that are newer to the area or that have been here more involved. You know, there's a lot of community, different organizations that if you don't have ties to, you might not know how to become part of it. If it's Fire, EMS, Lions, Kiwanis, whatever it is, there's a lot of opportunity, and I'll just trying to educate, I guess.
Anyone is welcome to attend the Summer Resource Fair at the Richland Center Community Center today from 3 to 6. You do not have to be a resident of Richland Center. Staff and representatives from various organizations will be on hand to answer your questions, and Richland Center City Utilities will be offering a free meal of grilled hamburgers and brats. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages the public to slow down on our roadways for turtles that are emerging from waterways to nest. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs in shallow buried nests from late May through June, where they are often seen along roads and in residential yards. Drivers can help reduce turtle road mortality, a leading cause of turtle decline throughout Wisconsin, by being cautious when driving near swamps, lakes, and rivers. Here are some ways Wisconsinites can help turtles from now through July. Protect nest. Follow instructions and a step-by-step video on how to build a nest cage that keeps predators out and allows hatchlings to exit on their own. Drive cautiously. Slow down, be alert, and reduce distractions, especially on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Share your sightings. Report turtle observations, road crossings, and nest sites using the DNR's reporting form to help manage and protect turtles more effectively. You can also report suspicious illegal activity associated with turtles to the DNR's violation hotline online or by calling or texting 800-847-9367. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for 2025 specialty crop block grants until 10 o'clock Monday morning, June 9th. Eligible projects include those that focus on enhancing the competitiveness of specialty crop industries through research, education, or market development. DATCAP encourages nonprofit organizations, producer groups, government agencies, universities, and other agricultural organizations to apply. Applications may involve collaborations or partnerships between entities. Projects can receive grant funds between $10,000 and $100,000. Eligible project expenses include compensation for personnel, consultant services, materials, and supplies. In anticipation of receiving funding, selected project contracts and work will begin in early 2026. Grant information and application materials, including a video detailing the application process, are available at datcp.wi.gov/pages/growing-wi-specialty-crop-block-grants.aspx. For more information, contact DATCAP Grants at datcp.dadgrants@wisconsin.gov.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh is here. This month, with your Ace Rewards card, you can save $100 on a Weber E325 gas grill, or you can purchase Ace Motor Oil, one quart, for $3.49 each. Select Ace Birdseed and Miracle-Gro products on sale as well. Our greenhouse is now open, and we have many different types of yard and garden soils and mulch on display. And don't forget our selection of lawnmowers. So stop in for these and many other great products, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Today is Wednesday, May 28th. Jean Marie Stittleberg, 84, of Laval, died Friday at the Reedsburg Medical Center. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Waniwok. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Waniwok today from 4 to 7. In lieu of flowers, memorials are suggested to St. Paul's Lutheran School. Jean Marie Stittleberg, 84, of Laval. Nolan O. Turnmeyer, 87, of Reedstown, died Monday at home. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 11 until 1 with a 12:45 prayer service at the Reedstown Advancement Association building in Reedstown. Burial will be in the Manning Cemetery, rural Viola. The Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua is assisting the family with arrangements. For Nolan O. Turnmeyer, 87, of Reedstown. Douglas Frank Heisel, 63, of Lafarge, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Lafarge United Methodist Church. Burial in the Viola Cemetery will take place at a later date. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Douglas Frank Heisel, 63, of Lafarge. John Frank Kataravic, 98, of Cazenovia, died Monday. A celebration of life will be held Friday, June 20th at 11 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The local military honors unit will provide military honors at the funeral home. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home on Friday, June 20th from 9 until the time of service at 11. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice or Zion Lutheran Church in Laval. John Frank Kedaravik, 98 of Casanova.
Are you ready for a new refrigerator? Buy it now. Don't wait for a July 4th sale. Lock in your savings on Whirlpool French door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Visit us in Reedsburg, Richland Center, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Pardons on the way from President Trump for the stars of a reality TV show who bilked the government and banks out of millions of dollars. ABC's Rachel Scott with more on Todd and Julie Chrisley.
They were reality TV stars who rose to fame by showcasing a life of luxury and glamour. But federal prosecutors say all of that was built on an elaborate scheme to defraud banks to the tune of $30 million, hopping from one scheme to another. That couple could be walking out of prison as early as this morning with the president's pardon.
And the Palestinians say one person was killed in the chaos following the opening of a joint U.S.-Israeli-run aid distribution center in Gaza. Macy's sales slipped in the first quarter, and they say uncertainty about the trade wars that consumers have will force it to trim profit forecasts for the rest of the year. SpaceX launched another Starship rocket last night, made it through the test flight, but then began spinning.